Atlas. He is sedated, cuffed, strapped to a gurney. 36 hours of madness, some smashed glass, and a busted radiator. I called an ambulance. He's larger than the city, and so they treat him like a pit fresh from a fight. I stay home. I tell them he has 2 guns, that his dogs don't bite, and that he has a tolerance for heavy tranquilizers. I tell them he's not dangerous, really, and I don't know who I'm lying to. I sleep in clips and shutters. I dream we're in the woods behind the house in Norwalk, and my brother, a child, darts around rotting stumps, huge flowering heads of swamp cabbage. He's all red overalls between the trees, flashes of crimson that spill through the woods in trails, leaving me chasing, breathless. I dream there are people in my apartment. I can't see them, but I hear their movements, footsteps descending the stairs, the faucet running in the upstairs bathroom. My mug of tea travels from tabletop to tabletop. When I close my eyes, I hear my brother's voice, small. You're not coming, are you? He could be 8, 9, 12 with his shoulder dislocated after riding dirt bikes with the neighbors. I placed my foot between his shoulders, held one wrist firm, and pushed until I heard a pop, felt it give, heard him cry out in pain and relief.